The Tribal Knowledge Paradigm, Chapter 4, Mission Relevance. In the last chapter, an approach to management was suggested that rationalized the mission statement as critical to managing a business. In the paradigm, the mission relevance is a touchstone for all decision making. As we noted, there really are two parts of this process. One of the touchstones is the traditional ROI analysis in which cost and benefit are weighed against each other. The second involves the mission statement in which mission relevance is balanced against whether an idea for an investment is going to increase company know-how or tribal knowledge. In this scenario of decision-making, a mission statement provides guidance for good decisions. So it is necessary to understand both what a mission statement is and why it is so important to a business. Basically, a mission statement communicates the organization's reason for being, raison d'être, and how it aims to serve its key shareholders, customers, employees, and investors. The mission statement should state why the company exists and serves as a guide for actions within the organization. It provides the framework or context in which the company's strategies are formulated. As we noted earlier, the corporate mission is meant to be a unifying statement bringing all shareholders to the same understanding of what a company is about. It is a rallying point that everyone can get behind. Monsanto's initiative mission was noted as a good example to set a standard for reference: double crop yield in 20 years. This mission created an immediate action as they sold off low mission relevant know-how, for example, bovine growth hormone. Also, the whole company focused on innovations that dramatically improved crop yield in major crops such as corn and soybeans. Other equally appropriate mission statements are Google's: to organize world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. For instance, how does this mission statement help rationalize a product like Android? It shifted the focus from its search engine product to a smartphone. It works. The mobile phone really makes information universally accessible and useful. Or look at Intel. This decade, we will create and extend computing technology to connect and enrich the lives of every person on Earth. Their time frame is 10 years. The goal of the mission is very clear. When you want to reach everyone with your product, is that really possible? You answer that. How well are they doing? Put your strategy hat on. What more could they do? There seems to be some confusion between a mission statement and a vision statement, so a few comments are appropriate. In essence, a vision is a future-oriented declaration of purpose and aspirations. It is a view of where you want to go, whereas a mission is how you're going to accomplish the mission. NASA's vision, to be a leader in space exploration. Its mission, to send a man to the moon in 10 years and bring him back alive. A clear vision is a source of inspiration. It provides clear decision-making criteria. All too often, organizations anguish over finding the right vision and mission statements and then expend great effort getting the organization synchronized with these statements by realigning strategy, tactics, goals, and objectives. Changes often require a major consensus building, communication, and education effort. This is a lot of work. In today's business environment, we must be highly responsive. Organizations must be dynamic. So don't worry if you get it wrong or not quite right. The process of invoking the mission with every decision will morph the mission statement to reflect more accurately what it needs to be. Problems exist only when the mission is not part of everyday thinking. To this end, we say that corporate mission and vision statements should be straw men to be jousted with. That is, do not waste time getting it right. Just get going. Then guide refinements as the organization morphs. We believe that the process of developing a mission and vision starts with perceptions of where we are, where we want to be, and when we should be there. The when adds the necessary sense of urgency. Perceptions are what is. Immediate action can be taken and momentum built. In using mission relevance as a touchstone, the mission vision statement will quickly become apparent. Consensus will evolve, as will the mission statement. It is etched in jello, not granite. Very few companies have a formal mission that could function as a touchstone, yet there is often an implicit vision mission. Apple may be a good example. Steve Jobs' actions spoke volumes. In 1984, just before he was ousted from Apple, the mission statement was to produce high-quality, low-cost, easy-to-use products that incorporate high technology for the individual. We are proving that high technology does not have to be intimidating for non-computer experts. Then, on his return, his actions created the implicit mission of innovation, technology leadership, and simple, intuitive, easy to use. We are not enamored by any of the following mission statements. They are adequate examples that would probably get adjusted with constant review in the mission relevance decision making. Amazon's vision: to be the Earth's most customer-centric company, to build a place where people can come to find and discover anything they may want to buy online. Facebook's mission: to give people the power to share and make the world more open and connected. Twitter has a new mission statement: to instantly connect people everywhere to what's most important to them. Nike's mission statement: to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. Southwest statement: dedication to the highest quality of customer service delivered with a sense of warmth, friendliness, individual pride, and company spirit. I love riding with Southwest Airlines precisely because all employees embrace the mission with gusto. It is a fun experience. In the proposed methodology, the touchstone values the mission statement as a way to anchor all business decisions. This then builds consensus and a sense of purpose. This is essential to the tribal knowledge paradigm in that we orchestrate a corporate culture that incubates business best practices. This is the end of Chapter 4.